War had ripped across Europe for 5 years. A grey tornado scattering families, tearing millions of people from their loved ones forever. But sometimes, just sometimes, it threw them together. Like me and Bill. A Czech farm girl and a London boy who would never have met were held into each other's paths. And we reached out, caught hold and gripped each other tight. We had the oily captain to thank for bringing us together. I always thought of him as the oily captain because there was something too eager to please in his manner that made me despise him. Although he was a Nazi officer, he was nothing like the bands of SS who descended without warning to search the farm and interrogate us about my father and older brother Jan. We knew at once that the oily captain was different, because the first day he turned up at the farm, he even knocked at the back door before he pushed it open. He stood silhouetted in the door frame, stocky and well-fed on requisitioned farm produce. My mother was by the sink, cutting potatoes. She dropped a potato in the water and turned, keeping the knife in her right hand. In one glance, he took in the kitchen. The knife, my mother in her apron, me with my books spread out on the table, and Marek playing on the floor. "Do you speak German?" he asked her politely, although most people in our region spoke nothing else. "Of course," my mother replied in her impeccable high German accent, brushing a wisp of hair from her eyes with the back of her left hand. I nodded too, imperceptibly. His face brightened. "May I come in?" My mother made a small flick of her fingers which meant, "Can I stop you?" And he took a step forward. She rested her knife hand on the edge of the sink and frowned in the mud he'd walked onto her clean floor. My little brother Marek stood up. He was only 8 but took his position as man of the house very seriously. The captain removed his hat. Beneath it, his hair was short and peppered with grey. He had the open face of a countryman used to looking at the sky. His lips were thin and maybe mean, but the wrinkles around his eyes spoke of someone who liked to laugh. He seemed older with his hat off. "I've been looking over your farm." My mother's face darkened and he waved his innocence. "I want to offer you some help to bring in the crops." "Only so that you can confiscate them," I thought, and I knew my mother was thinking the same. They requisitioned every turnip, every bushel of oats, every ham we produced. "I've got a working party of prisoners of war from the sawmill at Mangendorf. They are improving the road for the timber lorries, but I could spare a man or two to help you at the busiest times. My orders are to improve forestry and agriculture in the region. It's a big farm for the two of you." "3, said my brother, and my mother put a warning hand on his shoulder. The captain nodded seriously. 3. He was right, of course. Even if he worked from sun up till sun down, there was no way my mother and I could do the work of my father, my brother Jan, and the 2 hired men we'd lost. "What's your name?" the captain asked my brother in a friendly way. He hesitated and then said, "Marek," the name he had from his Czech grandfather. Outside the house and at school, he normally used his other name of Heinrich, from our mother's father. My mother and I glanced at each other, but didn't speak. "It's a very nice farm," the captain continued. "I grew up on a farm and I know how much work it can be. I was thinking that I preferred the real Nazis who didn't bother to make conversation, but search in every room and turned over the contents of every cupboard without asking, as if it was their right. You could hate them with white-hot venom." We kept our eyes fixed on the floor when they were in the house, knowing that our faces would betray our loathing. But with the oily captain, even the first time when I stared at him, he was the first to look away. "What's most urgent?" he asked. "First, the hay must be cut before we have a thunderstorm," my mother said, and he nodded. It was odd to hear her speaking German in the house. We'd only spoken Czech here for 5 years, ever since the Nazis marched into Prague.